Following your bliss. Bliss is different from usual sense-based pleasures. With bliss, you feel a sense of perfection exactly as you are and where you are. With bliss, you're not so anxious to change or fix things. Even if you do make changes from the state of bliss, you do so joyfully, enjoying the perfection of what was and what will be as you act with blissful inner freedom. My personal calling. I've clarified a number of heart's callings during my life. One of my most significant guiding principles came to me at a time when I was physically ill in the mid-1990s and was preparing for the possibility of leaving this world. I'd quit both of my jobs as associate producer and editor of the children's television shows X-Men and the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers while experiencing several challenging physical ailments all at once. I was actually feeling at peace with the possibility of leaving this world, having already lived a life filled with many unexpected blessings. But then a surprisingly clear inner message came booming into my meditation, like the voice of God in the Ten Commandments movie when he told Moses to take off his shoes.
Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground.
It seems that the vulnerable surrender I had been experiencing may have opened me up to receive a clear message of guidance. The booming voice of God said,
First, you have to share what you've learned.
First, you have to share what you've learned. With this dictate, I moved into a bird's eye view of my life and saw the eclectic nature of my journey. From exploring psychology intensely as a child, to studying neuroscience and film video in university, to spending a decade of deep spiritual immersion while researching, producing, and editing hundreds of powerful videos about spirituality and meditation, and then to my years of Hollywood work, editing and producing entertaining television shows with many talented and colorful folks. First, you have to share what you've learned. That is exactly what I've been doing since receiving this guidance and vision of my calling. As I've learned more, I've shared more. Did this message come from God Himself? Or was it a subconscious expression of a hidden aspiration? Ultimately, this question didn't matter because once the instruction and vision of my life came before me, I recognized that sharing what I've learned is indeed part of my calling, my dharma, and my mission in life. Look for touches of bliss in your life. Discover what supports your experience of bliss. And see how you can increase those elements. If playing with animals gives you that special bliss, then consider how you can increase your interaction with more animals. Consider studying to enter the veterinary profession, adopt some homeless pets, or volunteer at an animal rescue house. Learn how to train animals, set up a bird feeder, or bring a few peanuts along when you walk in nature so that you can give a couple snacks to the squirrels. The light of bliss helps to guide you in choosing how to spend the precious wealth of your time here on earth as you.